Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Lamar Jackson does not have a home as of yet, and there are some teams that need to be in on him that are not, at least publicly at the moment. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio. And on the ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A question we are going to ask in a discussion in about 25 minutes. Exactly what coach in a win or go home scenario in all of sports are you riding with? Because one made big news this weekend. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, but we start with Lamar Jackson this hour and how it plays specifically, how I'm just completely mystified by one team that does not seem to be in it right now, and that is the New England Patriots. Now, granted, the Patriots operate in the shadows. It's what they do. And so we have not heard anything as of yet. That doesn't mean that they are not interested in doing something on Lamar Jackson. This is Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst, Friday, of course, former Patriot, on Get Up.
If you're the Patriots and you go and you make an attempt to get Lamar, that changes everything, absolutely everything. And listen, I am a huge fan of just Lamar's style of game and what it puts on a defense, the stresses. And there's needs and wants, okay? A need is necessary for life. A want, it helps your quality of life. I don't need Lamar here, but I sure as heck want to see Lamar running around with a New England Patriot on his helmet. Because if you see it out there, the Patriots instantly become division favorites, and to me, get right back into that Super Bowl hunt.
And I'll take it a step further. It's not want, it is need. The Patriots need somebody like Lamar Jackson, Chris. And frankly, I think Bill Belichick, if you look at the moves over the last few years, there has not been anybody. I mean, look at the last couple of weeks. Nice moves. Mike Gesicki, Juju, nice moves. Not guys who are changing any sort of the dynamic of your team. I think Bill looked at the Patriots for such a long time, especially on defense. I can find guys that I can maximize what they do well and not worry so much about what they can't do. On offense, you can't do that. He had Brady, who made everybody else better for the longest time. This philosophy's got to change for Bill Belichick. It's got to change quick. He needs a dynamic player like Lamar Jackson.
Well, just look at the division. I mean, the Jets are going to get Aaron Rodgers. The Bills have Josh Allen. And Tua was the best quarterback when healthy for the Miami Dolphins in the entire NFL. So, I mean, yeah, you need somebody that can be a difference maker at quarterback because the rest of the division has difference makers. As great as your defense is, you got to be able to score points. Think back to that game that they had against the Jets in Foxborough. They won it on a walk-off punt return, but that was a 3-3 game until about a minute left in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, you need a quarterback that can elevate the talent around him, and that's not an offense that has a ton of talent. So Lamar Jackson, to me, is a simple answer for the Patriots, and it gives you a long runway in terms of having the ability to have sustained success, and that's something that the Patriots are accustomed to their quarterback bringing to an organization. They had Tom Brady for two decades, and look how that worked out, six championships. I'd like to believe that if you have Lamar Jackson in his prime for the next decade, that they'll be able to find their way into championship contention more than one occasion.
If Bill's trying to win before he retires again, and he doesn't give any indication he wants to retire,
he needs
Lamar Jackson. Or somebody of that ilk, and there aren't guys of that ilk.
Well, teams don't let
out there.
Teams don't let guys that are like Lamar Jackson even get close to the open market, which is why what the Ravens are doing is befuddling. But think about this, and we had a front row seat to this performance because we called this game on ESPN Radio.
Yeah.
Week 3, the Ravens paying a visit to Foxborough. Lamar Jackson threw for over 200 yards. He ran for over 100 yards and accounted for five touchdowns. Five touchdowns in that game. Bill Belichick had no answers for him. Their defense had no answers. And we've seen in the past that Belichick has a penchant for going after guys that create problems for him, whether they're offensive players or defensive players. And so this makes a lot of sense. Now, would it be uncharacteristic for the Patriots to do that? Absolutely. But the Patriots have been awfully quiet in an offseason where everybody else in their division has been really active.
Well, it's time for them to get uncharacteristic to the Patriot way and all that crap, because this is now a new era. Call it what it is. If Bill doesn't get a player of that ilk soon, it's over. We could talk about being a coaching genius all you want. I get it. That's only going to go so far if you don't have the guys. And whether it's an ego thing that you wanted to not or you wanted to be able to prove that you could do it without Tom, well, you haven't done it. You haven't been close. And the quarterback you drafted is excitingly average. Let's call it that. He does not have a difference maker, Chris. And if he does not go to that level, as far as his career is concerned, there's always going to be a yes, but with that.
Yeah, I agree with that. But there are other teams that we can lump into that same conversation about whether or not they should be in on Lamar Jackson. We talked about the Washington Commanders with Dan Graziano, but another one that Stephen Holder brought up on ESPN.com is the Indianapolis Colts. Why shouldn't the Indianapolis Colts get involved with the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes? They're sitting right now with the fourth overall pick. Maybe they have fancies of wanting to go after a young signal caller coming out of college, but they got the cap space and they got the draft picks to go after Lamar Jackson.
And they got the coach to fix with them.
Exactly. It's a scheme fit. Shane Steichen is coming from the Philadelphia Eagles. We saw what he did with Jalen Hurts this year, the past couple of years. So why would we think that he couldn't do that with Lamar Jackson? From a philosophical standpoint, incorporating quarterback zone reads as well as the downfield passing game with some vertical speed threats, That is tailor-made for Lamar. You can do that in Indianapolis. Why wouldn't you go after that guy? To me, that makes a ton of sense. I said the Detroit Lions make a lot of sense, too. They got a lot of draft capital over the next couple of years. They could easily create the cap space by moving on from Jared Goff and cutting him. They would save $20-plus million by that alone. So that's a move that makes sense, especially given where that division is. So there are a lot of teams that we can point to that should be in on the Lamar Jackson conversation. But the New England Patriots have to be right up there at the top of the list.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. The team that's fascinating to me in all of this is the Tennessee Titans as well. Are the Titans rebuilding? Are they going to try to, you know, just groom Malik Willis through all of this? Because we didn't see a whole lot of good from Malik Willis last year other than the athleticism. He needs to be able to prove that he can be a quarterback in the league.
Sure.
Or with Mike Vrabel, is it not a rebuild? Is it go and try to make something happen right now? Because if that's the case, frankly, it's just not going to be Ryan Tannehill.
No, it's a rebuild in Tennessee. It's a rebuild. They're tearing it down. They're stripping it down to the studs.
Lamar's not an option in Tennessee.
I don't think so. I don't think so. If you're rebuilding, I don't know that you want to parachute a quarterback that's making $50 million a year into that situation.
No, absolutely not.
You're not ready to win.
Yep. So when you have that great coach,
I'm with you. I think this is going to be a multi-year process, which is why they fired their general manager and they got Rand Carthon in there in the front office now to work with Vrabel. This is going to be a multi-stage rebuild in Tennessee. And given where the Jacksonville Jaguars are at, I think that makes the most sense. You can still be competitive in that division and rebuild on the fly. So I think Tennessee is going to be rebuilding. I don't think that that's a place that Lamar would want to go in, because you're not going to have a clear path to being able to have success, and you're staying in the AFC, which is the tougher of the two conferences.
And remember, listen, I will be surprised if it doesn't happen before draft day.
Yeah.
The other thing that has been talked about is Derrick Henry getting moved.
Yeah, that's going to happen. But going back to the Lamar thing, I think it's interesting that he would leak a portion of the conversation that he's planning that release this week. And a part of that conversation that he leaked was the style of offense that he was in college and the style of offense that he came into the league with under Marty Mortenwig when he was OC with the Baltimore Ravens. And he was talking about being in a West Coast system with Marty Mortenwig, the verbiage and getting in and out of the huddle. He talked about a pro-style offense that he had in Bobby Petrino. I think a big part of Lamar getting in front of this is him trying to send messages to teams that could potentially be interested, that they don't necessarily have to blow up everything that they're doing on offense in order to incorporate Lamar Jackson. See, Lamar Jackson was limited and through the Ravens' own admission in what he could do because of the personnel around him. I think Lamar Jackson leaking a portion of this conversation has the intention of letting it be known that he can fit into a lot of different NFL offensive schemes.
And you know what bothers me about that is I've heard little whispers about it too, like, well, Lamar can only do it in a certain kind of offense. No. This is not one of those scenarios where the Ravens need to put that out there because they're trying to save their own face. I get ideas.
What are you saying, the Ravens putting that out there?
The Ravens kind of leaking out to different people, you know, whispers along the lines of, well, Lamar's kind of limited in what he can do offensively in terms of what kind of offense he can play in. And to me, no, I don't buy any of that. And I don't think it's them trying to keep him from where they are.
It's something because Lamar feels the need to actually respond
but that's my point.
To that chatter.
And
it's something.
But I hate the fact that the Ravens are doing that. If it is the Ravens doing it, again, just whispers you hear. But if that's the case, like, to me, that goes back to the whole great athlete versus great quarterback thing. I don't want to hear that. Lamar Jackson's a great quarterback. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Well, I know that you live for me to give you a list.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
In just moments. Because who doesn't live for that? The best moves this offseason. We have got the top five, and I guarantee there are a couple in there that you have not considered. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Have you ever gotten locked in on some sort of food from a commercial? Let me explain. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, your top five offseason moves for a second, but I wanted to get your take on this.
Mm.
Over the weekend, I'm watching a ton of college basketball, a lot of Taco Bell commercials.
Okay.
Double steak, grilled cheese burrito.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at this thing, and I would say this honestly only happens once every maybe 2 to 3 years,
mm-hmm.
where there is an item that is a limited time item that will come out, and I'm like, I gotta do that.
Yeah,
I haven't yet. I've been trying to stay away from that.
Yeah.
But that sucker is calling me right now.
Yeah, and I can tell that you're sincere in this because there's a tear coming from your left eye.
A little
eye
bit.
Right there. Yeah, you're tearing up as you're describing the steak burrito. Now, I would push back and say it's a little dicey getting steak burritos from Taco Bell. I'm just saying.
A little dicey. I understand that. But, yeah. Canty, here's my point. I got sucked in by the advertising and how good that thing looked on TV.
Looked phenomenal.
Looked amazing. Have you ever had something like that where – like whatever it is. Doesn't have to be fast food, could be anything. I have to have that right now.
So I will say this. When the McRib came back for the first time from McDonald's,
sure,
I had to do it.
It's a classic.
Yeah, because it's like they had it, and then they got rid of it, and then they brought it back. I was so excited. I was like, I got to run to McDonald's to get the McRib.
Okay.
Not so much anymore, but back in the day when they first started bringing it back, yeah, the
McRib
was special. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
It lived up to every expectation that I had for it.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Let's welcome in Bubba and Cam, members of the hashtag crew, of course, who have assembled today. Bubba, am I the only one that is this susceptible to advertising as to just get sucked in by that and just, it's kind of been on my mind here for a good 18 hours since really yesterday when I saw that commercial a good three times. I'm clearly highly suggestive.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of anything specifically that comes to mind for me where I just get in my mind where I'm going to go get it. Although you bringing this up, I'm now interested. So
yeah, I mean,
this does sound pretty good. I might get it today after the show. So you've hooked me now.
I mean, this is the thing. I'm trying not to.
Mm-hmm.
At this age, it's not getting any easier.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not that old, but I'm old enough where we should be a little bit more conscious about what we're doing. And right now, that thing, like trying to avoid passing, like I passed two Taco Bells on the way home, and you notice that I know exactly how many that I pass on the way home and where they are. Cam, have you ever found yourself in a highly suggestive situation where you're like, I got to have some of that?
Yeah, same as Bubba right now.
Really?
Now I need it, and I could use two of these. I need to pack on some pounds. So
this guy.
I might be in on
Sounds outstanding.
I say this.
The concept of it is amazing.
I got to pack on some pounds.
Yeah, I got to pack on some pounds. I'm really too thin.
I say
this with all the love in the world. Go to hell.
I got to get two of them.
It's tough being young and thin.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow. This guy.
Yeah. Cam, what do you weigh, legit?
195.
No way you weigh 195
pounds. I'm 6'4", dude.
I know you're 6'4". You still look like Sean Bradley with higher hair. I mean, you look like
the hair
you weigh
is
about
10.
110.
No, 195 on the dot.
Wow. I don't know if I buy that.
Why are you and Bubba praying for Cam's downfall?
Because we're both at the age here where we're jealous of the age of that he is at.
Well, now, Bubba's like 10 years younger than you, so.
That's a great point.
Cam's like 32 years younger than both of us.
But yeah, exactly. But when you enter your, I wasn't trying to put Bubba in my age category.
Okay.
What I was saying is that Bubba has reached an age, as I did many years ago, clearly, that you are automatically jealous of someone like Cam when they make a comment like that.
Now, that sounds a lot like being a hater right now. I mean, because why are you being a hater?
Because it's what I am. Are you new? No, Do you not know me?
I'm new here. Forgive me.
That doesn't anger you when you hear somebody
I got to pack on some pounds.
That little
23-year-old punk or whatever he is.
Big fella, that hater shade of gray does not suit you. It does not compliment
your
blue
eyes. There
aren't
many colors that do suit
you. No, I know, but I don't feel like you need to be a hater.
Well, you know what would probably take care of that is a double steak grilled cheese burrito.
And you'll stop being a hater all of a sudden?
Or a green list.
We can't prove that it won't.
Okay.
We could also try that as well.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The green list.
All right. This is your list of the top five moves this NFL offseason. Thus far, I'm going to tell you right away, Aaron Rodgers is not in it, and it's not because I hate Aaron Rodgers. It's because it technically hasn't happened yet. So that might crack the top five if it did happen, but right now Aaron Rodgers is not in it, and it has nothing to do with my haterade.
I already don't like the damn list.
Well, but the move hasn't
happened
yet.
Already ridiculous.
The move has not happened.
We know it's going to happen.
Sean Payton to the Broncos is number five.
I like that move.
That was an exceptionally good move. And it was an expensive move. Think about this. Think about all the Broncos gave up for Russell Wilson last year.
Mm.
And think about all the Broncos gave up for Sean Payton this year. And I'll bring it back to Lamar Jackson. Nobody wants to give that up for Lamar Jackson. But still, great move for the Broncos. And frankly, the only move that they could make, because they have to try to save Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I love this move for the Broncos. I mean, they have to support the move that they made last year. And if anybody's going to get the best out of Russell Wilson, it's Sean. But he's got to clean up a lot of the issues that we heard that were underlying in Denver in year one with Russ.
Number four.
Darren Waller traded to the Giants. Now, I put it at number four. I would even put it higher if I could know that I could rely on Darren Waller from a health standpoint.
Uh-huh.
I would say from a production standpoint, it's a phenomenal move for the Giants because they've already got a decent tight end, Daniel Bellinger, who I think is capable of more, and I think Waller can help bring that out. And Daniel Jones needs somebody like Darren Waller. He needs a playmaking receiver. He doesn't have a big-time playmaking receiver right now at wide receiver, but to take Darren Waller and make him that guy, I think helps them immensely.
Yeah, you need a dominant pass catcher, somebody that could be a matchup nightmare for opposing defenses. And Darren Waller, because he's such a big target, is real QB-friendly when it comes to catch radius. You ain't got to be on point with your accuracy when you're targeting Darren Waller. He's going to make a lot of contested catches for you.
Number three.
Derek Carr to the Saints. You might think that's an automatically higher spot. That you need to put him in a higher spot, I should say. But I'll put Derek Carr to the Saints just because I at number three, because the Saints are infinitely better with him at quarterback. Michael Thomas is back, and he's dying to get back to the same player he was a few years ago before the injury and the unhappiness and all of it. Chris, Derek Carr to the Saints was the most obvious move of the entire offseason, but that doesn't mean it's not one of the best moves. It absolutely is.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, this is a move that makes you the favorite in the NFC South right now. And for New Orleans, this was the missing piece. You have a championship-caliber defense. You have the skill position players on offense. You just needed the right trigger man, and the combination of Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, and Taysom Hill just, quite frankly, wasn't enough.
Number two.
Orlando Brown to the Bengals. I love this for the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, Jonah Williams may not be thrilled. Go play some guard. You know, as we were talking about this off the air the other day, the Bengals offensive line, we talked about last year how much they brought in to really make them better. This is a massive upgrade. This puts them in a much better situation. I'm thrilled if I'm the Cincinnati Bengals and their fans right now to have this guy blocking the blind side of my quarterback, even when there are people who think he's more of a right tackle than left. I'm good with wherever Orlando Brown wants to play. He is a big-time player.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you got to stop letting Joe Burrow get sacked, right? Yeah. That's what it comes down to. Joe Burrow has been sacked 92 times in the regular season in the last 2 years.
That's absurd.
92 times. Stop letting your quarterback get hit. You know how good he is. Keep him upright.
Absolutely absurd.
Number one.
Well, this is the Bears trade with the Panthers. It's a great move for the Bears. Pretty good move for the Panthers, too. Specifically the Bears, though. Let's talk about that. If you're the Bears, if you're going to move down to nine, you needed to get a boatload and a contributing player right away, and you got both. You got the ninth pick. You got a late second round pick. You got a first and a second each of the next 2 years, and then you got DJ Moore, who's immediately going to make your quarterback better. Now, if I were the Bears, I would have gone and done what I had to do to get Orlando Brown and not worry so much about the scheme fit as they were talking about. But, Chris, this trade for the Bears was just, I think it was the best that they could possibly do. I don't think they would have been able to get more if they waited. I thought this was a great move.
Yeah, their general manager, Ryan Poles, tipped his hand a little bit when he spoke at the Combine a few weeks ago. He said, yeah, the timeline for the trade, something happening would make sense before free agency if another player was involved. And that's exactly what they did. On the eve of free agency, they made this deal. Because this is a chance to get Justin Fields a true number one receiver, not a guy that you're projecting, but a guy that is a legitimate number one in DJ Moore. Now you have him along with Chase Claypool, Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet, Khalil Herbert, and the recently signed Deonta Foreman. You feel good about what they've surrounded Justin Fields with in his skill position core.
Any move there that I missed other than Rodgers?
The Dallas Cowboys trading for Stephon Gilmore?
I had it sixth.
Okay.
I had it
the
sixth.
The Miami Dolphins trading for Jalen Ramsey.
I did not consider that as much because I'm not as high on Jalen Ramsey at this point in his career as others are.
Okay.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, in for Greeny today. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Your life on the line in one game. Who do you want coaching your team? We want to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 with that very answer. And, of course, if you've already tried the double steak grilled cheese burrito, I wouldn't mind hearing from you either. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
The Spartans are sweet again. For the first time since 2019, Michigan State is in the Sweet 16.
Sound courtesy of Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
Tom Izzo, man. Tom Izzo. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. Once again in the Sweet 16. 15th time, I believe, for Tom Izzo in the Sweet 16. Which current head coach, if you had to win one game, current head coach, your life on the line, who you going with? Hembo wants to know that answer. He asked a question earlier, and he said Tom Izzo is his choice overall, which I think is, I'll tell you, it's crazy. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Not crazy in a bad way, crazy in a good way. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We get to that in just a moment. First, though, we got to get in Justin from Pennsylvania on this very important topic. Justin, what do you got? You're on ESPN Radio, bud.
Hey, what's up, Canty? What's up, Carl?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. I had a response to where you were talking about the food.
Yeah.
The limited food items? Yeah. So, do you know about the Double Down?
I'm aware of its existence. Please explain.
So, it's two pieces of chicken, bacon, and like a mayonnaise sauce and cheese. There's no bread. It's just literally a sandwich. It's a sandwich that's not a sandwich, technically, I guess.
Well, that's amazing. So, it's a KFC item, and it is two pieces of fried chicken. And in between... Yes. A mayo sauce, bacon, and cheese.
Mm.
Canty, listen, everybody tells me I got to lay off the carbs. That kind of sounds like it might be a way to go if you're going to go keto.
That sounds outstanding. I don't know, just conceptually, I don't know how you're going to eat it, though. Like, it's a lot.
Well, listen.
It's a lot that goes into that.
There are sometimes...
That's a process.
You just figure out how to make it work. If my hands have to get a little dirty and a little greasy, so be it. That's what's going to happen.
What's your plan of attack? When you're going at something like that.
Well, listen, if it comes in one of those heated wrappers that keep them hot,
uh-huh,
then I'm going to probably leave that halfway on and take a bite out of it.
And just keep winding it down as you continue to eat it.
I'm not a mayo guy, though.
No, I'm not a mayo guy either.
It's
a useless condiment. It adds nothing to the food. There's no flavor. I mean, I guess if you want to say it's a lubricant of some sort. I don't know. I have no use for mayonnaise.
Yeah, I could have done without the imagery, too.
Anything that has mayonnaise in it, I'm all out on.
Cam, where do you come down on the mayo situation?
I enjoy mayo. I'm not comfortable with calling it a lubricant.
Yeah, neither am I.
Something I'm putting on my sandwich.
Bubba?
Well, what would you call it?
A condiment
I did call it a condiment.
Moisture, flavor.
Lubricant's not the word, Chris.
But condiment.
You're not going to win this. I don't care what stats you want to cite.
I'm not statting a site.
Also, if
I'm
we're calling it a condiment, a condiment has flavor.
A condiment has flavor.
Yes, it does.
Mayonnaise has no flavor.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay.
There's no argument with that.
I know. I just wouldn't call it a lubricant.
So what do you call it then?
Useless is what I would call it. I'm with you on this. Bubba, mayo, yes, no.
I'm pro mayo.
You're pro
mayo. Why?
Here's what's odd.
Why?
I'm anti-mayo. I'm pro Chipotle mayo.
Oh, yeah. That's
very
a great one.
I like that also.
Mayo. What about Joe Mayo?
Joe Mayo, little average. I don't know. I don't love his coat. Put it that way. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. In for Greeny.
You on people.
ESPN app.
You people.
Listen.
You mayonnaise people.
I'm with you. 100%. I'm behind you. I just think your terminology was off. Canty, the fact that you have Tom Izzo in the Sweet 16 yet again is unreal. And I got to tell you.
I had Tom Izzo in the Sweet 16.
Well, because you're smart.
One of us had Tom Izzo in the Sweet 16.
You know why? Yeah. Here's the thing. I watch a ton of college basketball, and I made the mistake of relying on what I thought was my knowledge.
Yeah.
And trying to pick what teams were going to go somewhere. And I saw Michigan State a few times this season, and I thought they're decent. I didn't think they were a Sweet 16 team, yet here they are. But it has so much to do with the coach in that instance. I think we can agree on that. Is that fair?
That is fair.
Okay. So if you have...
Hold on. Before we pivot from that, I do want to acknowledge that It was a hell of a job by Tom Izzo this season with this team, especially amid the circumstances of the school shooting
and
what he's meant for not only their athletic program, but what he's meant for that community.
Tom Izzo gets up there, and I don't know if you saw it at the time, gave a 9 or 10 minute speech at a vigil, and just speaking, not as this figurehead of a program or anything like that, it was like the first thing that he pointed out is, I'm a basketball coach.
Yeah.
I don't know how to deal with this stuff. But yet spoke eloquently wasn't even the word, Kenty. It was just spoke as a leader, as somebody that, you know, just intrinsically as a person means as much as he does to that university. And you're right. I mean, to guide this team through everything that they have been through.
And that school community.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. That said, if I have one college basketball game that I have to win, Tom Izzo is my guy. Mm. I don't want anybody else on the sideline. If you are in that instance, who is your guy?
Bill Self from Kansas.
Okay.
And I get that he's dealing with some stuff right now, but
he's dealing with his health, yeah.
If he's healthy, I want Bill Self.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there something that puts Self over the top for you above everybody else?
Well, I've seen him do it at multiple programs. He's done it at several programs, winning at the highest level. So that matters to me. And Kansas is always in the conversation for competing for their conference's title. Like, what was it, 18 straight years where you're talking about that program has had a share of the Big 12 title or something like that? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, like, I have to have Bill Self in that conversation.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So we want your answer to this question. Across the other sports, who is the coach that you want the most? The guy that you got to have on your sideline, life on the line. NFL, right now, and I can't believe I'm saying this, this has something to do with what I was talking about earlier. I'm not going Bill Belichick right now. I'm going with the smartest guy in the game, and that's Sean McVay. I am absolutely going with Sean McVay because think about the fact that he has only been a coach for, what, 5, 6 years, a head coach. He's already been to 2 Super Bowls. He has a Super Bowl championship. The one thing it does prove with Belichick, with anybody else, you need the players. But if I'm going to scheme things up, if I'm looking to make adjustments during the game, if I'm looking for all that stuff, I want the smartest guy there who relates to his players exceptionally well. Give me Sean McVay.
Mike McCarthy, you mean, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mispronounced McCarthy.
The smartest guy, right?
Yes.
Mike McCarthy.
I actually was going to go Jason Garrett.
That'd be good, yeah.
And that it was 1A, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Bubba.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I've got to win a game in the NFL, I think Andy Reid is the only answer, right? Andy Reid has to be the only answer.
Maybe I'm jaded because he's got Patrick Mahomes. That might be part of it.
Yeah, but you consider his complete body of work, too.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Andy Reid's been a head coach in the NFL for 24 seasons. 18 of those seasons, his team has finished first or second in the – no, 20 of those 24 seasons, his team has finished first or second in the division. 18 of those seasons, he's found himself in the playoffs, and he's got a couple of championships already on his resume. Not to mention countless Super Bowl appearances. So I feel like Andy Reid is the right answer for this question. But if I had to go off of that and I couldn't use Andy Reid because of what he's done recently with Pat Mahomes, I'll go Doug Peterson.
Okay, a couple of others. Quickly, NBA, give me Eric Spoelstra.
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr?
Steve Kerr.
Okay, I get it. My thing is, I want to take Steph away and see what that looks like. My reasoning with Spoelstra is simply that Spoelstra gets more out of less than other guys do.
Well, you say take Steph Curry out of the equation, but think about how Steve Kerr has managed all of those personalities and the rifts in the locker room, especially during the KD era of the Golden State Warriors on their way to winning back-to-back titles.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fact that they were able to manage all of those big personalities with Draymond Green and Klay Thompson in the locker room, and you know, and he's been able to manage a lot of different personalities, and the Warriors have reinvented themselves at several steps along the way through this dynastic run they've had.
Okay, let's hit a couple of calls here. 888-SAY-ESPN. Mordecai is up first on ESPN Radio. Mordecai, one game on the line. Who you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, but first of all, you guys are great. I listen to you all the time. Wonderful show.
Appreciate
but,
that.
But, you know, you bring up some really, really great names of coaches, but I have to go with Tom Izzo. I have to go with Tom Izzo because you always have to like his chances in the postseason, and he always seems to have his guys at Michigan State ready to play when it counts.
That's
so
fair.
I have to go with
That's
Tom,
very fair.
Tom
and you're right, when it counts. And thanks for the call. He's done another amazing job this season in what was a very difficult situation. How about Didi up next on ESPN Radio? Didi, who you got?
I'm going with the GOAT. Coach Nick Saban, man.
Listen, college football, that's who I've got on my list. Nick Saban, to me, I would not want to have somebody else on the sideline other than Nick Saban. What about you?
Kirby Smart, a Saban disciple. Okay. I mean, think about it. The team going back-to-back national champions, they've only lost – they haven't lost a regular season game in the last 2 years. They lost in the conference title game to Alabama 2 years ago. But, I mean, Kirby Smart has proven himself to be a great big game coach.
I'll take the guy with the longer resume right now, but I can't put fault with what your choice is.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's about right now, and a big part of college football is being able to recruit, and we know Kirby Smart can do that in spades.
Ryan, next on ESPN Radio. Ryan, one game to win. Who you got? Who's your guy?
It's easy for me. I'm going Mike Tomlin. He seems like a guy – X and O's, he may not be up there with Andy Reid and all that, but he's just a guy, kind of guy that you want to go out and play for, and he's done so for 17 years, and he's the kind of guy I think that you want to play so hard with and then go out and have a beer with. But I think that's my easy answer.
I understand that. I would say you could look at the seasons as a whole, and if you have a season, I would pick Mike Tomlin. One game, I don't know that I would pick Mike Tomlin. As a Steeler fan, I love him, but I don't know that I would pick him.
I hate to try to disparage a coach that has a championship on his resume. He's won a Super Bowl, but I'm with you.
Been to another.
Yeah, I don't know if Mike Tomlin is going to be the difference from an X's and O's standpoint in a one-game playoff. I just don't know.
Baseball, who you got?
Dusty Baker.
Okay, didn't win it until this year. Did it with the Astros. Some questionable moments in his career as a manager with the Giants, Russell Ortiz, all that. I would go Bruce Bochy because he got through with the Giants with those championships and also got to the World Series with the Padres.
But so Showalter,
you would take Bruce Bochy now?
I would take Bruce Bochy now.
Okay.
I really would. And as Bubba just threw in, Buck Showalter, of course, because we got to pray at the altar of St. Buck.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.